you're here and everything. We should be quiet.
Thank you. Check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chain and the Gang.
Oh yeah, we can't turn it off. I walk by people I know, without saying hi. I hung up the phone, man, without saying goodbye. I blew the candle, without making a wish. I ate my dinner last night from the dog's dish. Eat on the bed, sit on the floor, let my key hanging in the door. Why not? Yeah, man, who cares, man? Come on now, I said it to your face. I got it all over the place, man. Getting ugly, getting fat, gonna lay right here on my back. I don't care. So, we're pretty happy to be here in Santa Barbara. But we thought it was a little closer to San Francisco. So there's a tinge of disappointment. But that's okay. It's not your fault. It was the city planner's fault. You know, when I saw the plan for the town, I said, man, they're crazy. You can't put a town that far away from San Francisco. But somehow you thrived and prospered. In fact, this place looks pretty damn clean. You know, certain kinds of trash, you just don't see it anymore. Hey! You notice certain kinds of trash, you don't see it anymore.
See you anymore, man.
All right. Are you guys, so tell me, what's going on? What are you guys doing?
Not much, hanging out.
Well, I know what you're doing. You're playing the Shivas. Let's have a round of applause. The Shivas. Shivas brought us here to California. They said, there's golden on their hills. And we said, all right, we'll give it a try, like so many other dreamers before us. And that's cool. Some people say America started with a dream. Is it just a dream? Just a dream in the brains of its founders. They had a dream. They dreamed of a concentration camp filled with slave labor. And you know what? They made that dream come true. What do you guys want to talk about? Hit it. What do you guys want to talk about? Hit it. Yeah. Some people talk about reparation.
They do?
Yeah. They do. People talk about reparation. You know what?
What?
Me too. We need reparation from the government. Need reparation from the school. From the school. Need reparation from the TV and the radio and the culture industry. That's right. I told you how this country started as a dream. A dream. A twinkle in the eye. Of its architects. In fact, before it was a country, it was just a corporation. That's right, we're from Washington, D.C. Virginia, the Virginia Company. They made their dream come true. Now, people talk about reparation. Yeah. Come on, you can. I like this music. People talk about reparation.
They do?
Yeah, they do. People talk about reparation.
Oh.
You know what?
What?
Me too. We need reparation from the government.
Yeah.
Ah, reparation from the school.
Yeah.
Ah, reparation from the... Country, you know what?
What?
They weren't given one red cent.
people built this country end up scavenging, living in a tent. Man, we've been spit on, kicked and abused. What reparation? Come on! Staying home a lot. You know why? Like you heard, times are tough. We're living rough. We've got no problem with what you're doing. And we said, oh yeah? Take a second look. All Alright, now this song is called Cemetery Map. Hit it. Thank you very much. Thank you. my leaky, leaky ceiling. I guess I see the future in the looter. Our greatest hope. Yeah, the end of a road, come on. That's what they said. That's what they said to me. That's what they said. You know, we're from Washington, D.C., the Delmarva Peninsula. I don't know if you've ever heard about it. Have you? Well, let me tell you. It's pretty, it's okay. But this song is called... this is our last song, I think. Wait, do we have time to play more songs? What time is it?
5 minutes, do it.
We have five?
Why not?
Let's play, or should, do you guys want something moody? And do you want to talk, do you want to talk more, or do you want to just like rock more?
Rock and talk.
Okay, yeah, let's do all right, this song is it's called What is a Dollar? Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
We're at an institution of higher learning, or we're on the outskirts of it, right? El Collegio is what it's called? Well, we are El Collegio. That's cool. Okay, let's do it. That's right. vibrations bouncing from satellite to satellite, through the moonbeams, through space dust. Surely some of those greenbacks found themselves lost in space. Surely one of them got stuck on an asteroid. Down here on Earth, we call them greenbacks. We call it spinach. We call it cabbage. We call it lettuce. Cream. Bread. Cheese. People used to talk about a cashless society, but it never happened. People said everything was going to go on the credit card, the debit card. They said the dollar bill was dirty. It was decadent. It was degenerate. It's covered in germs, microbes, bacteria, protozoa. People didn't care. Parents were concerned about their children handling this green stuff coated in cocaine, mucus, feces. The kids didn't care. They loved the way it looked, the way it smelled, the way it felt in their hands. They loved the transaction. Sometimes they'd stare at it, at its psychedelic patterns, when they were doped up on some pill, or some kind of opiate. They'd look at all the runes and hieroglyphs, the secret symbols, configured by who knows who, to give those dollars their special essence. That gives them their power, their magic power. Every American knows, sure, those foreign people have theirs. They have their imitation currencies, the euros, the yen, the rubles, the shekels. But they don't have a dollar. The dollar's different. The dollar's ours. It can do anything you want it to do. It can make all your dreams come true. Why? Because it's magic. It's magic, baby. You just have to know how to treat it right. And it'll all make all your dreams come true tonight. Isn't that right? But you gotta know how to treat your dollar. You gotta know how to treat your dollar. It's a symbiotic relationship. If you wanna get the most bang out of your buck, you don't invest it in real estate. You don't put it on the stock market. You wait until a full moon. You go out to the countryside. Dig a little hole with your hands. And you bury that dollar with a few drops of menstrual blood. Piece of hair from your beloved one. You rub a potato on it. As the moon's getting bright. And And then you look into its one eye and you say, baby, I love you. You say, honey. I need you. Don't leave me alone. I need you more than anyone. When you leave me, I feel like I'm cold. I feel vulnerable. I feel naked. Without any clothes. Anyway, you get the picture. It's like a drug. And you're gonna need it. You're gonna want it. We got some stuff. Come on! Tell me what's a dollar.
Tell me what's a dollar.
Dollar is 100 cents. Tell me what's a dollar.
Tell me what's a dollar.
Oh, what a dollar is. It's a way.